Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know that deep inside there's a sacred place where all uncertainty can be erased. I never learned to know myself, and I was afraid. Right now I need to heal myself well, just like a brook that runs so deep. I spent my life just being asleep. It takes enlightenment to know that what you learn is toxic. It takes enlightenment to know that you can learn toxicity.
Good morning. This is Sunday Mornings with Enlightenment, and I am your co-host, Enlightenment teacher and consciousness practitioner, Carolyn Kelly. And I thank you for listening, and I welcome you to our Sunday morning Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom broadcast service. We're going to begin our broadcast, as we do each broadcast, with a prayerful meditation to quiet and clear the mind, and to bring us back to the wholeness that we are all born with. And in the course of our life, and in the course of each moment of our life, we get caught up in a lot of distractions. We get caught up in the hustle and bustle, the wear and tear of living, the worry, the anger, the confusion, and all of these things that take us off track to the wholeness that we are. So I invite all of you that can and are available for a prayerful meditation to find a place of comfort and to close your eyes very softly and to begin breathing in and out in a very slow, calming, and deliberate manner. And if you hear better with your eyes open, that's perfectly all right too, because I understand that some people are distracted when their eyes are closed. So all of you that can close your eyes, do so in a very calming and soft manner. They don't have to be tightly closed. As I read to you our Enlightenism insightful prayerful meditation of what is contained within you when you understand your awareness of being. I awake each morning in the awareness that the power of the unconditioned consciousness of being resides in each moment of my thinking, in each moment of my being, and in each moment of my doing. It is in this power of being that I recognize my life on the Enlightenism path of a new way to think and live. In this beingness of a new way to think and live, I acknowledge that I have within me the power to heal my life and the power to change my life. In this far-reaching power, I know that I am self-reliant. I know that I was born whole, perfect, and complete, faceless, formless, and colorless, and have everything that I will ever need for the journey. On the enlightenment path of a new way to think and live, I understand that all my activities lead back to my beliefs and values. And it is from this reference that I clearly understand my awareness of being. On the enlightenism path, my power leads me out of lack, limitation, and struggle. Every moment on this path, I embrace the far-reaching values of a new way to think and live. On the enlightenism path, I embrace and understand the freedom of being. In every moment, I acknowledge my existence and my awareness of being on the enlightenism path of a new way to think and live. My life and activity respond from this beingness. I am on the path of a new way to think and live. On this path, I come to know that I am greater than the I that I created. I am on the path of a new way to think and live. Now I ask that you take a deep, full breath in through your nose and release it very slowly through your mouth as you open your eyes and consciously move your attention back to the broadcast. I'd like to remind you that this broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Listen Notes, Spotify, Spreaker, Apple, and Google by typing or speaking into your device, Brother Malcolm Kelly, Blog Talk Radio. I recommend reading Brother Malcolm's latest blog, Letting Go of Our Dependency on the Past. And I can tell you that all of you who've read it once or twice, continue to reread it. It is an opening for growth, contains powerful information that aids you on the path of enlightenism. Also, I invite you to go to our YouTube channel to hear more of Brother Malcolm's insights. Now, the Enlightenism broadcast is a spiritual freedom broadcast. And notice I said spiritual freedom. That's untied to any religious notions that we've maybe grown up with, the shoulds and coulds and all the other things that keep us from identifying ourselves and who we are. It's about spiritual freedom, feeling, knowing, and being. And the intent of the Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom broadcast is to reveal how you can trust your mind to overcome the spiritual dependency on others to define God for you through this broadcast and your self-acquired intuitive knowledge. You come to know that the greater power of God is within your mind. Now, I want to say that again. You come to know through this broadcast and your self-acquired intuitive knowledge that the greater power of God is within your mind. Now, before Brother Malcolm comes to speak, I always want to share some short insights with you on the idea of this broadcast. And the idea is to invite you, and I'll say it again, is to invite you to work from the inside out. What I know is this: enlightenism is our beingness, and we must discover and uncover that beingness through the stages of self-discovery. Now, this past week, I want to share a little story with you. This past week, I received a package, a health beverage package from my son. We've been talking about this health beverage for some time, and so he decided he was going to send me some packages of it. And I said, okay. And I received the packages this week. And as I always do when I receive a package or something, I read to see what's inside of the package. What is this package contained? And to see if it meets my dietary approval. So I read the label to see what ingredients were inside. And they listed the ingredients and how effective they would be in stimulating the wellness for my body. And this is something that through enlightenism and my responsibility to my health, that I've accepted. I accept what I put into my body because I want it to remain at an optimum level so that I can do the things that I desire to do in my life. And I thought, wow, this really should be helpful. So in trying the beverage, it's delicious and works so far. I've only had it a day or two. Now, you're probably wondering why I'm sharing this story. Well, let me tell you why. We are packaged. We come with our own label. The only difference is that I don't know what is contained within you. I do know what is contained within me and how I've worked to display the packaging of enlightenism within me, even when I'm not speaking of enlightenism. I am being that. I am being the packaging that I have put inside of me, that I have revealed through self-discovery as enlightenism, the wholeness, this packaging. We have all developed from something. And we know sometimes when we see someone that is broken and hurt and angry, we know what the ingredients are. Those ingredients come from the social construct path, the generational toxicity path. When you are on the path of enlightenism, the packaging shows up differently. And all you have to do is speak your truth into this life, your wholeness into this life. And someone or people understand that this is a different packaging. And they will say to you, what are you doing? Or I should say, they will say to me sometimes, what are you doing? What are you doing to have that response to life? In our prayerful meditation, what I talk about is responding from this beingness. When you wake up in the morning, understanding that this beingness is within you. And the more that you work to define yourself and get out of the packaging that others have put into you, and you don't respond from a comfortable sense of order, you respond from what somebody told you or what you have learned. That is the packaging that is inside. We must define what is inside of us. We must define our packaging, because it comes out even when you don't want it to come out. As a victim, I didn't realize I was packaged so well that my responses came from the packaging of a victim. There wasn't anything else to come forth. I didn't have the packaging of compassion. And I continue to work on that. I continue to work on compassion, because I realize that in the packaging, little by little and bit by bit, when I am on this path of enlightenism, compassion comes forth bigger than I know. It is represented in the packaging of me. What do you want represented in the packaging of you? What others taught you? What you've accepted that makes you uncomfortable, that takes you away from the wholeness? Just as the packages came from my son, and I read what the ingredients were that were contained in the packaging, we have beliefs and values that are contained within us. And we must define who we are and why we do what we do, so we can clearly get through to enlightenism. We can get through to the self-acquired intuitive knowledge that we have covered up so well with anger and self-deception. The idea of the packaging is for us to do it. Broadcast that Brother Malcolm and I bring to you, it is about the wholeness that we know that is in the world. It is not for Brother Malcolm and I to approve you. It is for you to approve you. It is for you to define you. We give you the roadmaps to help you define yourself. What I can say to you, it is not an easy route. It is traveled alone. It is not about the acceptance of others that these ingredients come. It is about self-acceptance. It is about self-reliance. It is about you knowing what is in the package. It is about that self-awareness comes through. It is the awareness of being. When you are angry, when you are discouraged, what comes forth for you in the packaging that you've created? Yes, you've created the packaging. You are either on the road of enlightenism, or you are on the road of the social construct and generational toxicity. And as long as you can justify generational toxicity and the social construct, you get to keep those ingredients. You get to be that packaging. And the idea of enlightenism is for you to do the packaging so that you know the ingredients contained therein. Living in the beingness of enlightenism, you come to know from within. We don't use enlightenism to find the power of God outside of us. We use enlightenism to find the power of God within. And when your packaging contains the ingredients of enlightenism, you understand your responses. You understand your awareness of being in every area of your life. And only you can change your beingness. Only you. And this is the key. Enlightenism is the key to packaging the ingredients for the responses of life. I encourage you to read our blogs, listen to our broadcast live or on playback on any of the platforms that I mentioned earlier, and to purchase our books, Enlightenism, The New African American Man, Seeds from the Ashes, and Let There Be Life. Enlightenism is a new paradigm shift in African American consciousness and spiritual awareness. I now give you the Enlightenism prophet, speaker, author, philosopher, and creator of Enlightenism, Brother Malcolm.
Thank you so much, Sister Carol. Not only for that wonderful meditation, but I really, really, truly enjoyed how you were so creative with the ingredients in the packaging, the tea, and so forth, and then juxtapose that into my life. I begin to think, what are my ingredients? What are their ingredients? What have I packaged? Someone looks and says, well, what's in you? And you packaged yourself. And that's very creative.
Thank you. I
begin to feel a lot about it because we look at someone and we can assume what the ingredients are, but we have to really look closer and find out. The person has to tell you what these ingredients are, it's what they believe they have in them, but it may not be what its representative is. You may have to pass on it.
Right.
You can't drink anything. You can't. Some things you may have to pass on if, it, as you said, if it doesn't meet your dietary
acceptance or requirements. Yes.
Yeah. Correct. That's very good. Thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's one of the things, folks. Carol, is to really create, share some creative insights with her, making something like special tea, healthy tea, reading the ingredients to see what's in it, then to decide, is it consistent with my dietary goals of what I do in life? And when you think about that in terms of the information, very helpful. The information that we are using every day. What you have to say is all this information helpful to your life, to your living? Or is it harmful to you? toxicity. Generational toxicity is harmful, but it causes us to become infected with the toxic virus. I call it the toxic dependency virus, where we depend on the past for solutions of how to live in the present moment. There's Sister Carolyn mentioned, there's a great blog. Brother Malcolm Kelly's Enlightened Insights. Just go to Google the blog. The this blog is Letting Go of Identity on the Path. Thousands of people have read this blog, and since it was published, and I am confident that thousands of people who read the blog are enjoying the blog, benefiting from the blog. Because with living in the present moment, present belief, and letting go of the past, this is something that is diametrically different than anything that I've ever been taught, anything that I hear people talk about, the books that I've read. There's a great emphasis on understanding history. And that if you understand history, somehow you can live better in the past and in the present. When you understand history, you put the history in your mind. Then you become dependent upon it. You become dependent upon Columbus, discovered America. George Washington, the first president of the United States. Things like such as that. And this dependency holds you a prisoner in the past. You're living in the past. Here's some excerpts from the blog that go around dependency on the past. This of truth is the great power within the speed of toxic illusions. Illusions distort and disable our power to imagine ourselves free of them. They prevent us from searching within for the consciousness of truth. When we understand the immutable truth that the consciousness of truth within is the greater power, we can let go of our dependency on others. And when we let go of our dependency on others, we open a portal in our minds to see the light shining brightly in the consciousness. This light is the source of self-acquired intuitive knowledge. See, folks, that's great excerpts from the blog, Go By the PC, on others and on the past. Enlightenism clears the mind for us to see what's victimizing us. We see the illusion trying to lead us from consciousness of truth and back into toxicity. Don't want to let you spiritual freedom achieve with power and clarity. Where do you get power and clarity? Within the mind. Mind gateway to your freedom. But the mind has to be cleansed of the baggage, the virus that you have picked up along the way. We have to heal the mind of this toxic virus in order to enter into self-discovery. Self-discovery is where you will discover the consciousness of truth, the greater power of God in you. And when we clear the mind is where we can see clear. And when you can see clear, that represents clarity. That is not like visionary clarity, so that you can see and read things. And this wants to see who you are. Sister Carol would say, what are the ingredients in you? Are they powerlessness, victimization, anger, helplessness, a warped sense, a disordered sense, I should say, of your awareness of being? Who is the person that you're aware of being? Cleansing the mind is unlearning, removing things that are harmful to the mind. A clear mind is our true freedom. That's why going to discover this reader. And work on the mind that you have to do this every day. This is not like, say, you read something, you retain it as a memory, so you can regurgitate things you heard about history. You talk about people you know in history. And then you think that you know something about not only them, but you know something about yourself. So they have the internet now where you can go to Wikipedia and other places, and you get information of people that has been posted somewhere. You really don't get any real information on who they are because you don't know the people. And when I say know the people, you don't know the ingredients in them. They may have the package, but they don't have side effects. That if you begin to ingest large quantities of toxicity, what is the side effect? A race of people that are victimized by the information, by the beliefs and values of others. And then we have too much toxicity in you, you cannot see clearly. Now you want to do something about it. But no matter to go. See, enlightenment is about, and it's very simple. It's something complicated about enlightenment. You have to enter self-discovery. You cannot enter self-discovery until you clear up the mind. Talk about four principles that clear up the mind. Just you can enter into self-discovery. And those first principle is, I acknowledge that I am responsible for the current conditions in my life. Responsibility allows us to focus on solving our problems rather than solving someone else's problem. It is important to understand that our solution must come from the consciousness of truth. The second principle, I acknowledge that my beliefs and values created the conditions in my life. This principle focuses on understanding the origin of our beliefs and values in toxicity. Third principle, I acknowledge that I have the power to change my beliefs and values. This principle opens our minds to whatever our minds create, we can uncreate. The fourth principle, I acknowledge that for me to change my beliefs and values, I must first enter into self-discovery. This principle requires our complete trust that the consciousness of truth exists in us. Four simple things, but they require a lot of why do they require a lot of work? Because we have not spent a lot of time working on ourselves. We've been busy working on the people. We have been busy trying to make something better that cannot be better because of the foundation that it's based upon, that was created. We cannot make ourselves better by the illusions about the past. And so that we don't have the power and clarity what is happening. So we don't work on our minds. When you wake every morning, you brush teeth, you wash your face, you do a lot of things for the outside. Nothing on the outside. But what affirmations are you doing today to work your mind? I'm going to feel happy. To be kind and considerate love today. And you begin to implant that message in your mind. That's who I'm going to be aware of being today. And you will notice if you make this a daily part of your living, they will become a natural part. It's like you brushing your teeth and washing your face. You don't about it, you just do it. And you say, well, why are you doing it? Well, you don't get into why you're doing it. And that's the part of your behavior. Because if you get it while you're then probably get to understanding you're doing it for people outside of you. In other words, you don't want your breath to stink, and you don't want your faith to have a lot of matter and all this other stuff hanging all over it. So you want to look presentable to someone else, and you check yourself out first to make sure that you conform to you by it. In other words, a stinky breath. And you don't want that to happen. So you do things to fit yourself having a stinky breath. But we don't think about having a contaminated mind. Now, we don't think about that because the mind has already been contaminated with virus, so we all use the same piece of that, so we all smell the same way. We all think the same way. The freedom to change and the spiritual freedom goes through the mind. And it has to be worked on every day. I was doing a workshop years ago, and at some of the testimonies, we were talking about the concept of empowerment, which is a form of enlightenism. It's the earliest stage of the development of enlightenism. Talk about empowerment from the concept of inner power within the individual themselves and not focus a lot of attention on things outside. And then I asked the people after they got to the place and point, I said, who wants to be like Jesus? There was silence. I said, no, really, seriously, I want all of you to ask the question for you would like to be Jesus. Then all raise their hands. All raise their hands. I want to be like Jesus. Because then I would be something good. Okay. Then I said, how many of you want to be that you heard that Jesus did? Then there was a real pause. What do you mean? I said, how many of you are willing to let go of everything that you work for today? Go on your own in like a monastic journey alone, working in the mind to discover the God within you. That means you're going to have to let go of your tendency on the concept, the human-made concept, the family, religion, and all those things. Not a single person wanted to do it. So they couldn't do it because it requires too much. Then I said, well, then why do you think people worship Jesus? Someone said, as I recall, because he did all the work for us, so we don't have to do any work. All we have to do is depend on Jesus. We don't have to do the work. Jesus is going to do it for us. To regurgitate the things they heard about, Jesus died on the cross for all of our sins. So they said, we don't have to give up all things and search within like Jesus did, because he did the work for us. And all we need to do, since he's done work for us, is to say that we have Jesus, and we just ask him to do it for us. And I'm saying all this to you because you have to ask yourself, how many of you today want to be like Jesus? Give up billions of dollars, all of these billionaires and millionaires, all of the politicians, all of the ministers. You'd have to give up the churches. You'd have to give up all the faith, and you would have to trust and search in you for the God, the power of God, which I call the conscience of truth. It requires cleansing mind. That you must unlearn all that you learned that's preventing you from discovering the greater power of God within you. Be like Jesus, you just won't talk about it. So you want to reap the benefit, but you want to reach do the work. That's what I read. Don't know if it's true. Martin Luther King used to talk about this all the time. and people around him. They wanted him to do the work, and people reap benefits. But they don't want to go into the work. This is not everybody, obviously. So we want people to do the work for us. Because we become dependent of all others, we want to reap benefits. We want to go to a quick workshop and cleanse our minds of all of the years of toxicity that we have placed in our thoughts, our minds, and our bodies. And when it doesn't work, you want to criticize the workshop that it didn't give me everything I wanted. You have to give yourself what you want. It's a free ride. Jesus can't work for you. The Buddha can't do the work for you, and Krishna can't do the work, and Muhammad can't do the work for you and others. You must do the work yourself. And you have to decide, are you willing to do the work? Are you willing to let go of the dependency on the path of others to give you the virus? You feed, nurture, and you want to heal yourself. Generational toxicity. Okay, folks, we shed some light to you today on another Spiritual Freedom broadcast. We will be back on the air tomorrow at 12 p.m. Check out Sister Scarlett and I. You have a great day. Continue to search within yourself for the greater power of God. And I guarantee you one thing. You will find it. I guarantee you, you will find it. Search within. Here's Sister Carol to close us out. See you tomorrow on the radio. Have a great day, folks.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm's Healing of the Mind broadcast. He's sharing Enlightenism insights about how to use inner mind power. This broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Apple, Listen Notes, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. We encourage you to subscribe to this life-saving broadcast and become a regular listener. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism books from Amazon or his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Also, go to our website, www.nationalbyesociety.org, and make a tax-deductible donation to support our nonprofit 501c3 organization. Thank you for listening.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know that deep inside there's a sacred place where all uncertainty can be erased. I never learned to know myself, and I was afraid. Right now I need to heal myself well, just like a brook that runs so deep. I spent my life just being asleep.